Radio Prague News.
Coalition leaders have approved a state budget deficit of 105 billion crowns for 2012. The Public Affairs Party has announced that further debate over next year's draft budget is necessary, and the government has called on the Interior Ministry to prepare a proposal to ban the Communist Party. Coalition leaders on Wednesday approved a state budget deficit of 105 billion Czech crowns for 2012. In addition, the leaders of the three-party right-of-center government coalition approved a hike in the lower VAT rate from 10 to 14%, while the current higher VAT rate will remain at its current 20% level next year. In 2013, the lower VAT rate will be further increased to 17.5%. A controversial proposal brought forward by Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek to unify both VATs to a rate of 19% was not approved. Both the Civic Democrats and the Top 09 party had supported this proposal. However, junior coalition member Public Affairs opposed the plan, arguing that the middle class and low-income groups would bear the brunt of the fiscal reforms. Two-thirds of the population is also against the unified VAT rate, according to a survey published by the Public Opinion Research Center in July. In related news, the Public Affairs Party announced on Wednesday that the party does not agree with the proposal for next year's draft budget. Public Affairs plans to further debate state budget priorities and the financial needs of individual ministries with its coalition partners. Public Affairs leader Radek Jon said that especially the planned budget for the Transport Ministry, which is headed by his party, is too low. He stressed that he does not agree with Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, who maintains that the Transport Ministry's budget could not be increased without introducing a unified VAT rate of 19%, a step that Public Affairs oppose. Mr. Jon added that funds to boost the ministry's 2012 budget would not necessarily have to come from a hike in VAT. The government has called on Interior Minister Jan Kubice to prepare a proposal to ban the Communist Party. According to information published by the Czech news agency Četeka on Wednesday, the government has decided to follow through with its effort to outlaw the party, despite the fact that a report published by the Interior Ministry in July found that attempts to ban the party based on its political program would legally be on very thin ice. The head of the Communist Party, Vojtěch Filip, said that the government was politicizing the issue and would embarrass itself internationally by going through with the attempt to ban his party. Heavy rains that hit Prague on Wednesday afternoon have flooded the Vyšehrad metro station and its technical controls room. A spokesperson for the Prague Public Transport Company said that metro service between the Vyšehrad and the Ipe Pavlova station, one of the city's main thoroughfares, has been interrupted in both directions. It is not yet clear how long the interruption will prevail. And now for a brief look at the weather. The coming days will be colder with overcast skies, rain showers and daytime highs between 17 and 20 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka and this brings us to the end of the news.